Inside Man is a man or woman who goes undercover into a tightly bound organization. And in this case, in trying to avenge his friend's death, Sam goes undercover into the Varellas, which are a very prominent, seemingly a respectable family in Miami that have some shadiness in their past. And he decides he's going to go undercover into the family, pretending to be someone that he's not, to find the truth of this.
That idea of sort of going, being the inside man in this family, it made me think back to your other Sam Capra novels. Family is always a huge theme for Sam because he's trying to protect his very young son, save his son. And here's family again, but it's kind of in a little different way this time.
I actually wanted to write a novel that combined a big family, Shakespearean feeling family drama with an international intrigue kind of thriller. I mean, he's undercover in this family. And I was writing and thinking, aren't we all at times undercover in our families? I mean, sometimes there's stuff about ourselves we don't want to share with our families or things that we hold back. And he's very much having to play a role. When you go inside a family, you start to see not just the bad of them, but the good of them as well. And this starts setting up a lot of conflict for him because he doesn't know who he can trust, who's done what, and the family is sort of coming apart at the seams. And he's like, am I going to end up destroying these people or am I going to end up saving them?
Well, and that's true of a lot of folks in the book, as you mentioned before. It's not clear cut, good guy, bad guy.
You know, every villain thinks that they're the hero of the story. Ray Varela thinks he took care of his family and he's done right by his family and he's always tried to be good to his family. But people will also do desperate things to secure their position in this world. And, you know, like going undercover into this kind of family and posing as a boyfriend when he's not with Sam. So, yeah, I kept thinking, how awkward is it to meet your girlfriend's family? How awkward is it to meet your girlfriend's family entirely pretending to be someone else?
Well, and there's a scene where they kind of, or they talk about sort of prepping a little bit, getting ready for questions or how they're going to handle having conversations.
Cordelia wants to know the truth of what's going on with her family. She's very upset by the murder that happens at the beginning of the book. And so Sam kind of forces her to pretend that he is her boyfriend. And there's not a ton of humor in the book, but those scenes were actually kind of funny to write because, like, when you are going to meet the family for the first time, you have to say, okay, now don't bring up this and don't talk about that topic and maybe save this until the third time that you've met them. They had a version of that, except if he gets anything wrong, he could get killed.
Right. So stakes are a little higher
than a
typical first meeting.
But that's sort of the fun with a thriller that is mired in everyday life, is that you get to play with the things that happen in everyday life and make them feel so much more dangerous.
I'm not going to mention the ending because I don't want to spoil it at all. Because if you've read these novels or you're going to pick up this one for the first time, the ending will shock you. But it made me wonder, so when you're planning sort of the arc of the Sam Capra story, and obviously it's spread across several novels, do you know how far that arc goes?
And not all suspense authors will end books with cliffhangers to carry on to the next one. There are some stories that take more than one book to tell in terms of Sam's past life. He has been through so much, and so much of it is related to family drama with his wife, with his son, that I do plan out a bit ahead, and I'm optimistic that I'll get to keep writing these books. I have just signed a contract to write Sam number 5 and Sam number 6. There's a lot of drama on television now that doesn't wrap up neatly every season, every episode. And that has been a more powerful form of storytelling, I think, in recent years, to have things like The Wire, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, that don't all neatly resolve within an hour or even within a season. It's a bit harder to do that with books because people sometimes want everything nicely wrapped up. But I am going to write what I want to write and people, you know, will respond to that or not. I will say for the next book, the ending of the fourth one certainly plays a big emotional role in what he's doing. And it's going to lead him on an interesting path. I don't ever want the series to get stale. I really have a terror of that. So actually, Sam's life gets reinvented again kind of in the next book. he's not sure this will be a positive change, but change comes. It comes for all of us, and hopefully it'll be entertaining.
Jeff Abbott is the author of the latest Sam Capra novel, Inside Man. Jeff, we thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me today, Jennifer.